The brown bears that frequent the Chilkoot River in Haines have continued to garner attention, good and bad, from tourists and locals alike. Authorities and local bear experts agree that human-bear interactions are getting too close for comfort, and many in the small Southeast community are hoping to come up with a way for people and bears to live in harmony. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
We're watching pink salmon in the stream. The water level is really low right now, and so we can really see the fish really well.
Shannon Donahue is the executive director of the Great Bear Foundation and has been working with Chilkoot River bears for 5 years.
If we look downstream, we see the bridge going over the river on the Lutac Road, and there's a crowd of people on that bridge. So, I see there's a bear coming upstream just below them on the banks.
Donahue started her career in Haines as a bear monitor for state parks, but funding for that position was cut. This was the first summer that Haines was without a bear monitor, a position that monitors people more than bears, and without a wildlife trooper. From her time as a monitor to her current position, she's witnessed visitors and locals alike behaving badly. Earlier this summer, the human bear issues on the Chilkoot became a national story when a local man dressed in a bear suit was reported for harassing the Bruins on the river. Donahue says she hopes the increased media attention doesn't draw people with ill intentions.
You know, we don't want to be drawing people to the Chilkoot River because they know they can get away with getting close to bears or because they might see a guy running around in a bear costume.
This summer, Donahue spent hours each week on the banks of the Chilkoot studying human-bear interactions, how the bears use the habitat there, and how successful they were at catching fish and foraging. Donahue says at times, upwards of 100 people clog the park road and the riverbanks. The river is frequented by anglers, tourists, and photographers, and Donahue says she's interested in exploring whether everyone can coexist with the bears.
I feel like, you know, a lot of the time, people who come here really want to do the right thing, but they really just don't know what to do. People might have an idea of how they want to behave out here, but then once they see a bear, they just kind of lose their mind and just go kind of rushing up to it.
She says in places that are managed specifically for bear viewing, where humans and bears learn how to act around each other, human conduct is regulated. But here, regulations are unclear, and that can put people and bears at risk.
The only times I've ever felt in danger here on the Chilkoot have been because of what other people were doing.
She says some of the bears have gained celebrity status, like Speedy, a sow with two cubs known for galloping through the shallow water. Travis Russell is the new Alaska State Parks ranger in Haines. He started the job on July 1st, partway through the season. Russell says he's witnessed the bear known as Speedy showing obvious signs of stress this summer when too many people were too close.
I've seen her lips go flat as she woofs because people were within about 30 feet of her, and that was one situation where I backed them up immediately.
He says he can help educate people when it comes to the bears, but his authority is limited. Also, he says he's just one guy and he can't be everywhere at once.
The role is not clearly defined right now, and that is the most frustrating and confusing part for both myself as well as the public.
He says he can write citations for fish and game violations within the park, but usually a warning is enough to get people to move. He adds that he's not interested in ruining people's Alaska adventure.
I'd rather enhance their experience rather than inhibit it. With that said, though, I am concerned about the resource, and you do hear a lot of the loving the wilderness to death, or in this case, loving the bears to death, quite literally.
Pam Randles, the president of the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation, says there are simply too many people for the level of management. She says this year was especially bad. With no bear monitor and no wildlife trooper, she says we're lucky nothing major has happened yet.
We all know what the worst case scenario is, and that's a mauling. And if there is a mauling out there, the bear will be blamed and the bear will get killed. And it will solve nothing.
Volunteers from the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation spent time this summer helping educate visitors on how to be bear aware. Randall says that the bears aren't automatically the bad guys, but neither are the people. And most want to simply enjoy seeing bears in a natural environment. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.